This is the podcast for the scanning page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. In academic context, you will have much to read, and you will need to use various reading skills to help you read more quickly. Scanning a text is another example of such a skill. This podcast explains what scanning is and how to scan a text. It also looks at the difference between searching and scanning. So first of all, what is scanning? Scanning a text means looking through it quickly to find specific information. Scanning is commonly used in everyday life, for example, when looking up a word in a dictionary, or when finding your friend's name in the contacts directory of your phone. Scanning and another quick reading skill, skimming, are often confused, though they are quite different. While skimming is concerned with finding general information, namely the main ideas, scanning involves looking for specific information. So how do you scan a text? Before you start scanning for information, you should try to understand how the text is arranged. This will help you to locate the information more quickly. For example, when scanning a word in a dictionary or a friend's name in your contact list, you already know that the information is arranged alphabetically. This means you can go more quickly to the part you want, without having to look through everything. For this reason, skimming can be a useful skill to use in combination with scanning, to give you a general idea of the text structure. Subheadings, if there are any, can be especially useful. When scanning, you will be looking for keywords or phrases. These will be especially easy to find if they are names, because they will begin with a capital letter, or if they are numbers or dates. Once you have decided on the area of the text to scan, you should run your eyes down the page in a zigzag pattern to take in as much of the text as possible. This approach makes scanning seem much more random than other speed reading skills such as skimming and surveying. It is also a good idea to use your finger as you move down or back up the page to focus your attention and keep track of where you are. Finally, let's look at the difference between searching and scanning. Sometimes you may be looking for an idea rather than scanning for an actual word or phrase. In this case, you will be searching rather than scanning. Skimming the text first to help understand organization is especially important when searching for an idea. It's also useful to guess or predict the kind of answer you will find, or some of the language associated with it. In this way, you still have words or phrases you can use to scan the text. As such, searching is part skimming, part scanning. For example, if you are reading a text on skin cancer and want to find the causes, you would skim the text to understand the structure. You would skim the text to understand the structure, which might be a problem-solution structure. You might already know that exposure to sunlight is one of the causes, so you might scan for sunlight or sun. And because you're looking for causes, you might scan for transition words such as because, or cause, or reason. That's the end of the podcast on scanning. For more information, visit eapfoundation.com.